Shira Chadasha Shibchu Alayam. We say that we sang a new song at the Yam Suf. The question is, how was it the first time that they sang this new song? They never thanked, expressed praise, Hakaras HaTov, devotion, commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that had happened, for all the Makos and Mitzrayim. At no moment was there any kind of recognition that at this moment, Shira Chadasha Shibchu Alayam, how could it be? Explains of Simcha Zisabroid in the Sefer the Samderech, the great Rashi of Chevron, the following. When we know that in Az Yashar we say that the Egyptians sank like different things, like Evan, like straw, like Kash, and they sank like lead. Because as the way that the Egyptians hurt the Jews, that is the way that they were punished. The really, so to speak, bad Egyptians were punished like straw, banged around back and forth, really, really punished. Some sank straight, and some sank in the middle, the Beinuni kind of Egyptians. Not too bad, not too great. And Rav Simcha Zisabroid explains the following. After the Yam Suf, after Kriyas Yam Suf, after the Jewish people got to the other side, however exactly we understand what it means that they got to the other side, but after they crossed through the Yam Suf, after all the miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf, when they looked back and they saw the Egyptians and how they were getting punished and treated, they understood something for the first time that they had not understood beforehand. Shira Chadash Shibchu Al Hayam. What did they understand? They looked back and realized that even when we were in Galus, even when we were in exile, even when it seemed bad and dark, and there seemed to be no signs of hope for 210 years of slavery, we waited and waited and waited for Geula to come. And now that we started this Geula, it didn't just begin now when Moshe Rabbeinu comes. It doesn't only begin with Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinema. It doesn't only begin with the night of Pesach. It doesn't just begin with the Karban Pesach. That really we understand that we looked and we saw the Egyptians were getting punished. We realized that even in exile, even in Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking out for us. He might not have redeemed us. He might have left us in Mitzrayim for the reasons we needed to be there, but it didn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't with us. Imo Anochi Betzura Shchinta Begal Yusya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, so to speak, keeping account of everything that was happening to us from the Egyptians. And when they saw, after they crossed the Yam Suf, when they realized that the Egyptians were getting punished in such a way that Hashem was looking out while they were in exile, while they were in Mitzrayim, how each Egyptian was treating the Jewish people, that is what they sang Shira for. Not Shira for being saved, not Shira for the miracle, the nace of Kriyas Yam Suf, but Shira for the sense that all along HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us. It's an amazing idea of what it means to be in exile. And in Galus, that Hashem is looking out for us all the time, even when we can't see it. And that Shira Chadasha Shibcha Hayom, that they had not sung before. This kind of recognition, this kind of understanding of what it means that Hashem looks out for us, even when we can't see it, this is a new kind of Shira, a new kind of song they expressed to the Ribbono Shel Olam.